Been a Long, Long Time. Written by Sentient Stove and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and DC crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Danny Fenton / Roy Harper / Jason Todd. This is set in a alternate universe fantasy D&D style AU. Abridged summary. After a time away off adventuring, Jason and Roy return home. Jason's favorite seat in the tavern after a long adventure was one at the bar. Specifically, the seat that wobbled because one leg was sanded too short, the seat that the barkeep had placed directly where he would stand, nothing but the cool, polished wood of the bar separating them from the customer and worker. It was this seat that Jason slid onto after 3 weeks away, Roy sitting on his left side. They had come directly from a dungeon that they'd spent the time away clearing, and while Jason knew he probably needed to bathe off dust from being underground, he wanted a drink first. And to see his honey, naturally. He liked this game. Daniel would ignore the two men behind him, cleaning glasses or pouring drinks for other guests to the tavern, but his gaze would flick over occasionally, unable to truly ignore them. Meanwhile, Jason's smile would grow sharper, Roy would slowly lose his own composure, eventually unable to hold back his own chattering call-out in Fey or Elfish that would have their sweet, sweet lovely blush so prettily under the firelight that peppered the interior. Daniel would run out of people to help eventually, and he would sigh, always a great big dramatic one that had Jason huffing out his own laugh as the half-Fey would turn to them finally, a small bottle and two glasses already in hand to pour. He'd set it down between them, lean his elbows on the bar, silver jewelry gifted to him from a different raided dungeon glittering against his tanned skin as his bright eyes danced between them. "So, what did you bring me?" Daniel asked mirthfully. Roy laughed uproariously and took the bottle, pouring himself his own serving before he drank it back in a single swallow. Jason reached his own hands across the bar, taking one of the half-fae's slender hands in his own coarser one. "I brought you a few fine men." "I see many fine men here all the time." Daniel's nose scrunched up cutely. "And many of them smell much better than you two." He drew the hand to his lips, kissed one of the many rings that adorned Daniel's fingers. "Roy may also have found some books." "Some books?" Roy raised his glass, tapped it against the side of Jason's shoulder. "I found you several very old-looking books, and something for your older sister. She's the one interested in mind magic, right? Bet she hasn't seen what Jason and I managed to dig out of that crypt." Their lovely, handsome man turned his head away coyly, but from Jason's seat, Daniel was unable to fully hide his pleased smile from them, the illusion easily shattered. "I do like that you found something for everyone." He pulled his hands free from Jason, turned back to gather up another few bottles from the barkeep's shelves. One of the bottles' corks was popped, handed to Jason, another slid down to a customer who had entered after them. Daniel did a quick round to collect the various empty glasses and wipe down vacated sections of the bar before he was back in time for Roy to hand over his own dirtied glass. Jason did always love watching Daniel work. The half-fae had once been an adventurer, perhaps many, many years ago, but he'd been trapped in a crypt for quite a few years in his youth, and it had only been an unlucky, or perhaps lucky, fall from Roy that had knocked away the wall the man had been sealed behind and freed him. Nowadays, Daniel preferred to hear about the dungeons that Jason and Roy and the various other adventurers cleared instead of going off and doing it himself. It wasn't too bad a gig, Definitely too slow for Jason. He loved his job. But he did like knowing that he always had this tavern to return to, a person who never tired of lofty tales and trinkets gifted. From next to him, Roy had leaned mostly over the bar and was whispering something to a still-grinning Daniel. He pulled back enough to plant a kiss to Daniel's cheek, another brief one on his lips, before he was getting off his seat to clap a hand on Jason's shoulder, shaking him. "I need a new change of clothes and a shave. Thanks for the drink, Danny." "Oh, anytime," the half-face said. "Do be back in time for dinner." "Wouldn't miss that," Roy agreed. He gave Jason one last pat on the shoulder, a parting kiss of his own to the lips, which was much appreciated, before he melted into the crowd, making his way to the stairs that would lead to the tavern's guest rooms and also out to where the communal baths were. Jason watched him go, a fond feeling settling in his chest like an ember in a fire. "You better bathe too," Daniel said behind him. "I'm not getting into bed with either of you until I'm sure you're clean." Jason tilted his head to look him in the eyes. "Naturally, I'm not about to give more work to the washers by tracking dungeon dirt onto the nice bedding." "Well, I wouldn't call the bedding nice." "Nicer than a bedroll on the hard ground," Jason said, as he turned back to face Daniel. "Have you had a break yet today?" The half-fey mused. "What's your question if I say no?" He nodded to one corner of the room, where the musicians were just warming up for the evening hours of the tavern's service. "I wouldn't mind a dance or two before I went and changed." Daniel really did have such a nice grin, sharp canines flashing and eyes sparkling with happiness, as he barked a command over his shoulder, someone coming out of the kitchens and replying just as quick. The half-fey planted his hands on the bar and gracefully swung himself over it to join Jason on the side for customers, offering out his hand. Jason took it and got off his stool, letting the other man pull him to where only one other couple was dancing, an older pair that looked like they'd been together since the dawn of time. He wouldn't mind that. Retirement one day, no longer clearing dungeons and sleeping on hard ground, running around monsters that were too damn stubborn to die sometimes. Maybe they'd all have a dog or cats, he'd have 1,000 days in a row of slow dances in evening light with Roy or Daniel. Perhaps a child or two they'd taken in to raise. Slow dances were good for dreaming about soft futures, and Daniel leaned his head against Jason's chest as they slowly swayed, humming along to the music. Yeah, Jason didn't mind seeing the preview of that future with this. The end.